From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House is ramping up its effort to get a nuclear arms treaty with Russia through Congress this year. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the latest big Republican gun to come to the White House's aid.
The White House keeps adding to its list of prominent Republicans who support the arms treaty known as New START. A few weeks ago, President Obama held an event with Republican former Secretaries of State Henry Kissinger and James Baker. Now President George W. Bush's former Secretary of State, Colin Powell, has added his voice.
I fully support this treaty, and I hope that the Senate will give its advice and consent to the ratification of the treaty as soon as possible.
Senate Republicans have informed Majority Leader Harry Reid that they will not allow votes on anything until Congress extends Bush-era tax cuts and passes spending bills to fund the government. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
The co-chairs of the Presidential Commission, charged with coming up with ways to bring down the federal deficit, say the ball is now in Congress's court. Proposal, among other things, would raise the Social Security retirement age, slash spending for Medicare, and some popular tax breaks, such as mortgage interest rate deductions on a second home, and raise the gas tax. But co-chair Erskine Bowles said today the time for Washington dithering is over.
We have started an adult conversation that will dominate the debate until the elected leadership here in Washington does something real.
While it would not balance the budget, it would cut the deficit to less than $500 billion in the next 4 years. Two senators, Ken Conrad and Judd Gregg, today put their support behind the plan. More than 70 million people shopped online from their offices on Cyber Monday, boosting online sales by 16% this year. Danielle Carson reports retailers raked in a huge chunk of business.
With almost 90% of retailers posting some kind of Cyber Monday bargains, shoppers jumped on promotions and online deals, shelling out an eye-popping $1 billion, making it the busiest online shopping day ever. John Long, a retail analyst at Kurt Selman Associates, says for many retailers, online sales have been their biggest growth engine.
The convenience of online and the fact that more consumers than ever before are connected with fast connections to the internet means that they are going to be out there and shopping.
Online shoppers first spend about 25% more than store shoppers. Analysts say these blockbuster sales should be a good omen for holiday shopping. It tells retailers that Americans are spending more freely, even if they are still holding out for bargains. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
New private employment surveys given the market a boost today. ADP Employer Services, which looks at non-government hiring, says companies added 93,000 workers to their payrolls in November. Small business, considered a crucial engine of the economy, added its largest number of jobs in some 3 years. Those numbers helped send all of the stock market indexes up more than 2% today. The Dow was up 249 points to close at 11,255. The Nasdaq gained 15 points. The S&P 500 rose 25 points today. This is NPR. Polygamist leader Warren Jeffs was arraigned today in Texas after being extradited from Utah to face trial on bigamy and sexual assault charges. Jeffs appearing in a West Texas courtroom today, where, according to the Texas Attorney General's office, he was not asked to enter a plea since he told the judge he needs time to find a lawyer. The 54-year-old Jeffs, who heads the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is scheduled to go to trial next month. He faces charges stemming from a 2008 raid on a ranch owned by the group where authorities seized more than 400 children to investigate possible abuse. Most were eventually returned. Federal government will give $5.5 billion to black farmers and American Indians to settle long-standing lawsuits. The settlement awaits President Obama's signature. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The government is supposed to manage royalties for timber, oil and gas, and minerals taken from tribal lands. But for much of the last 122 years, that management has been a mess. Interior Department records are missing. Some Indians have even alleged theft. What the Claims Settlement Act of 2010 does is resolve a long-standing class action suit brought by Indians against the government, although $3.4 billion is a fraction of what tribes say is actually owed. The bill also gives $1 billion to resolve Indian water rights cases across the nation, and it gives more than $1 billion to black farmers who sued the Agriculture Department for discriminatory lending practices. The Obama administration actively supported the bill's passage. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Mortgage applications fell last week as interest rates rose to their highest level since mid-August. The Mortgage Bankers Association says the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 4.56%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.